Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The deadly attack killing and injuring Wisconsin children, the elderly, band members, and cheerleaders by an SUV during the annual Christmas parade in Wisconsin was the last thing America needed. Days after the Kyle Rittenhouse acquittal drove the hordes of Marxism back into the streets, the optics of the tragedy were nauseating and infuriating to most Americans.
The single ambulance available in the city of Waukesha was dispatched to the parade scene, and they had to bring in ambulances from outside Waukesha.
From the outset, the facts were hard to come by, even as the police held two press briefings revealing very little about the dead, the injured, the driver, and the details.
That person struck by the officer was fired.
That's still our joint investigation of how many are involved at this time. We're still working those details.
Immediately, leftist sociopaths began tweeting their twisted opinion of the horrific events. Some trolling that the driver was acting in self-defense, while others blamed white supremacy, claiming the driver was a white supremacist or was fleeing white supremacy. Meanwhile, the Mockingbird media diverted the narrative that was growing into a scenario far more sinister than the events of Charlottesville.
I honestly don't believe that the intent of this driver was to target this specific event. Otherwise, he or she would have been causing greater harm earlier on throughout. The video when the SUV came up to the marching band, you could see that he or she tried to position the vehicle more towards the left, but again, panic probably set in, hit the accelerator, and we saw that tragic event in those victims, again, not even know that that vehicle was coming towards them. So the evidence is pointing more towards this not being a targeted attack on this event itself, and I think that should, calm officials throughout the country that, you know, this isn't some sort of directed attack towards, you know, holiday events.
Right, because we know, too, not long after the first update, actually, that we got from officials there on the ground was that there was no ongoing threat.
As eyewitnesses reported seeing a black man driving the SUV that plowed over predominantly white parade revelers.
That's because I'm a white guy's lobster saying black guy did it.
Okay.
This is what her daughter said.
Rick, I should inform you.
It was a black guy with dreadlocks by himself. I don't know if you want to use that.
Okay, well, listen, Rick.
And I'm not, listen, hey, I'm a black guy, so I'm not, you know, saying that because I'm a white guy's lobster saying black guy did it.
Okay.
While the left's rhetoric that dangerously leads all the way to the White House gradually became suspect in the whole debacle. But as the police scanner audio leaked info on social media,
the deputy's identifying soft hat, lighter skin black male, dreadlocks, retro, oh shoot.
Driver turned out to be Milwaukee rapper Math Boy Fly.
They make it hard to breathe like a George Floyd. Middle finger to police, let them get me started.
AKA
Jarrell Brooks.
Black male, late 30s. With a rap sheet of domestic abuse, including a felony for reckless endangerment. And before the media begins making excuses for Daryl E. Brooks, claiming that he was fleeing in panic and should not be regarded as a terrorist, numerous videos reveal that no police were pursuing him except for one on foot after he began driving over people. There was plenty of daylight. Brooks could see the women and children he was plowing over with the SUV. Brooks passed several streets that could have taken him far away from the crowd, and Brooks could have stopped the vehicle at any moment, or at the very least, driven it away from the crowd. But he kept on going, disregarding the innocent American lives that were beneath him. John Bound reporting.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
There is no doubt that the Waukesha attack is a terror attack. We have all the evidence of that coming up. 5 dead, more than 20 seriously wounded, including children. And the left is actually celebrating, saying, good, kill all the white people. It's mainly white people saying that. We have launched the most important sale of the year, because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Remember earlier in the year in Seattle, Washington, Black Lives Matter was blocking a major highway. Just ran out at 1 a.m. in front of vehicles going 80 miles an hour, and a couple of white women were run over and killed. And the media said a white supremacist did it, even though they knew it was a black man who was just getting on the highway and didn't see the crowd of people running out in front of him. Didn't do it on purpose. It's like you deer run out in front of your car. I've hit deer before, almost got killed. Certainly killed the deer I hit because it just jumps out in front of you. Remember that? Remember that? Remember that? Oh, my gosh, white supremacists just ran over the people. Oh, my God, Black Lives Matter. But in Waukesha, a man is on his Instagram and on his Twitter and everywhere saying, I'm going to basically kill white people. We need to go to war with him. He shoots rap videos about how he's going to do it. He leaves leftist Milwaukee to go to the small town that's known to be conservative of Waukesha. And he runs over more than 30 people, killing 5 people and targeting children. And there's video of him through the window doing it while he's firing the gun out the window at people. Because he was mad about the white supremacist terrorist the president told us about. Remember? That's right, Kyle Rittenhouse. And by the way, I know why Kyle Rittenhouse is doing this. He's a nice guy, and he doesn't want to be hunted and killed the rest of his life. But he's done interviews saying, you know, I support BLM, and I think we should reform the justice system. Why? Just because you saw the left and the George Soros justice system try to wrongfully put you in prison? This guy, who they've now arrested, who the media has been battling to cover up his identity, but I'll say it's him. You can see him through the window. There's still shots of it. Try to pull those up, guys, if you can. TV viewers. This guy, there's a shot of him running through the window. This individual shot rap videos basically bragging about this type of activity. And much of the left is on Twitter and all over the place defending him and saying, well, Kyle Rittenhouse is a cold-blooded murderer. And so tit for tat, randomly picking a more conservative, more white town so you can then drive down the road and try to kill as many people as you can. And it was out within an hour of the terrible terrorist attack happening last night. The footage from above of him driving through people on purpose, getting to the largest mass of the crowd he could, trying to kill as many people as he could, and the media would not touch that footage, and they would not say what color the person was. You know that if it had been a white person, you would be hearing, it's the end of the world, all whites are terrorists. We've got to have total communism in America. We've got to have a race war. But because it's another black person or Islamic attacking a group of who they believe to be white people in a huge racial attack, a terror attack, a racist terror attack, the media is in overdrive trying to cover it up. Who does the Justice Department say the number one terror threat in America is? White men, who statistically have one of the lowest crime rates there is out there, and the attacks on whites are 20 to 1 in Chicago, 10 to 1 nationwide, and whites are hunted and targeted in this country now. And that is done by the left and pushed by the ruling elite who want to divide us all and have us kill each other. And they're importing new giant third world populations who can then be brainwashed into tribalism. That's where they came from in their countries, where they would kill somebody the same color as them, but all because they were a different tribe. And you bring people in from tribalism all over the world, and now they're Democrat tribe, and now they're going to go out and they're going to kill the evil white people. This is how you take the country down. This is how you resegregate the nation, as Democrats are doing on ESPN and MSNBC. We played the clips yesterday. It's a memo that comes down. They go, we're only having black people on this show now because no whites are allowed to be here. We're going to have our own little space here. That's reintroducing segregation. So groups can be divided and put into their own group and then programmed. And this is all from big, ruthless mega corporations running the worst slave factories on the planet around the world, with Americans living in this bubble. With what, one-third of Americans never leave the county they live in? Almost half never leave the state? I mean, just a decade ago, it was half of Americans never leave the U.S. Now it's half of them don't leave their state. People are inside watching television, thinking whatever the news tells them is the reality when it's not. CNN last night ran the headline hours after this happened saying, there's nothing more frightening today than an angry white man. And they show Kyle Rittenhouse that went out and tried to fill a vacuum the police wouldn't fill because they were too busy getting on their knees and laying on their bellies to Black Lives Matter. And now Kyle, at the behest of his lawyers, wanting to be left alone and wanting to end all this, and I understand, he's like, hey, olive branch, I support BLM, be nice, let's all be friends. Well, Kyle, you see how friendly George Soros' organization is. And make no mistake, George Soros, the Democratic Party, and the insiders finance both sides of the Charlottesville event to try to collide two groups together and have a bunch of bystanders get hurt so they could bring in tyranny. And George Soros has financed Antifa and BLM on record, and so has the big Hollywood elite, and so has big tech, and there's blood all over their hands for what you just saw in Waukesha. This is their divide and conquer, and I believe Americans are smart enough, a majority of us are, every color, to see how we're being manipulated, to see how we're being played, to see how this is leading us in destruction, when we should be unified against the new world order that's coming after all of us with their poison shots, and coming after all of us with their lockdowns, and coming after all of us with their globalist tyranny. So, I have this creeps rap sheet. Child sex trafficking, it's always the same. Pimping sex slaves. He brags about it on videos. We have the videos. Let's get to it later. And then I've got the media defending him. And then I've got what led up to this on CNN, MSNBC, ABC News. White people are inherently evil. They kill black people with impunity. Thanksgiving is about murdering black people. He doesn't go up to Chicago to try to stop 99% of the crime that blacks being killed as other blacks. He doesn't go up there for the 2,000 plus a year killed. No. He just sits there and imitates MTV and puts out his gangster thug rap, thinking that'll make him cool and make him some money. And then he gets all whacked out, probably on amphetamines or something, and says, screw it. I'm going to go kill some white people. In fact, he says that on his Instagram and on his Twitter. He says, somebody just needs to start taking these people out, but nobody's got the courage. Oh, we've got it. You got the courage. What a big man. A bunch of people out there at a yearly fall parade, people out having fun, seeing their neighbors, dancing around, cheerleaders, little kids, and here you come with your cool red car to run everybody over. Aren't you a big hero? Aren't you a big man? Look at him running over those bodies. Just boom, 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 running over, running over, running over. What a hero. Meanwhile, Kyle Rittenhouse is out there trying to get people medical attention and is chased down by a pedophile and other known criminals. They try to kill him, and he's the white supremacist. No, he didn't shoot those three white men because he was a white supremacist. He was anti-tyranny and anti-mob. But the black brainwashed zombie by the globalist, he did it because he was a racist. He did it because it was racial, just like that hopped up meth head white kid did in the Carolinas at a black church and killed nine people. And when that happened, every white person was guilty. We were all evil. We had to do exactly what the Democrats said for absolution, which wasn't true. So no, are all black people guilty for what this monster did? No. But I'll tell you who's guilty. George Soros and CNN and MSNBC and everybody else saying America's inherently evil and whites are inherently evil. It's a bunch of mega banks that stole the country trying to get us all to kill each other so we don't get together and send all them like Bill.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I could sit here for the next 4 hours, 5 hours, 10 hours, and just show you examples of the left engaging in total criminal activity, not just here, but all over the planet. I mean, Chuckie Schumer came out last night and repeated it today in tweets and said, oh, don't worry, we're going to pass our infrastructure bill, or we passed our infrastructure bill, and so people won't come off the highway and accidentally run people over. That's just him cynically throwing that in everybody's face, because he is the type of individual at the very top of the power structure that is directing this. He is a true monster by every stretch of the word. And I've just got, you know, a Soros-funded DA, John Chisholm, and I've got his Harvard dissertation here and current papers he writes for Harvard. So he's a leader amongst these people. Just like the DA here in Austin lets armed robbers that pistol whip people out of jail on $1,000 bonds. They go out and rob 10 more people the next day. That actually happened. Well, he's the guy that let this guy out on all these weapons charges and assault charges. And again, he was already in jail for sex trafficking minors. You can't make all this up, okay? As a prosecutor, I'm committed to substantive reform that affirms procedural justice, proportional outcomes, and true public health and safety. In a paper released last month, MKE Co's chief public defender, I propose a paradigm for effective reform. And he writes basically a big George Soros treatise. Papers for the extensive session on community corrections. But again, you can't make this up. The guy at the Parkland shooting for 2 years said he's going to shoot and kill everybody. They called him the school shooter. He was kicked out of school for it at the time. And then I had students on saying he said he was going to come kill everybody. They wouldn't stop him. And the police stood down and waited outside for 10 minutes while he killed everybody. And CNN said those were actors I had on and were fake. And that I said nobody died. Didn't say that. But that's how criminal these groups are. No, he was part of the same type program where he had engaged in assaults, robberies, in home invasions. Go look it up. Because his last name was Cruz. He was, quote, Hispanic, so he was allowed to commit crimes. He wasn't even Hispanic. He was adopted by people with Hispanic surnames. He was Caucasian. But it doesn't even matter. What the hell does it matter what color he is? But that's the race-based system they're putting us into. So here's the deal. Normally with this much news and this heavy stuff going on, I would cancel the guests today and just take calls. But I'm not going to do that today. We'll do that tomorrow. We have some very special guests today, though. David Icke is scheduled to be on coming up next segment. Another very interesting, very informative fellow I've been working with for a long time behind the scenes, but he's now going to be on air hosting the fourth hour. Jake Ducey is going to be here to talk about Reset Wars and give you a first look at that. That's going to be out in just about a week and a half. And then also, we've got Mark Rondazza, my lead lawyer, as we're under attack by these corrupt courts. He's going to be popping in studio as well today. But I actually feel guilty even coming on air and talking about the terror attack in Wisconsin. We put today's show headline up on screen, thanks. Waukesha attack. Because it really is a tragedy. But on a scale of the actual terror attack going on, it doesn't even rate as 0.1%. MSM scrambles to bury BLM Waukesha terror attack. Meanwhile, CDC and global data from Germany mirrors UK statistics, proving COVID-19 vaccinated are twice as likely to die as the general public. Also, David Icke joins today's broadcast to break down the massive protests taking place worldwide against COVID martial law. And that's what it is. So let me just calmly say this, and then let me add some good news. When I say I feel guilty, it's horrible to see a car running over people. It's terrible to see the media covering it up. It's disgusting to see Schumer saying, oh, it's just an accident, but don't worry, I saved you with more money, which actually funds a bunch of SJW garbage. But this killed five people and injured 20-plus others, and it's terrible, including small children. But you have to understand that the injections that now Fauci says by January of next year, 2 months from now, they want to start injecting newborn babies when they are at no risk from COVID and the vaccine itself erases their immune system. These are going to be sickly and dying children for the rest of their lives, and this is on a mass scale. And once they say something's authorized, they then say it's enforced, it's mandated. Just like it starts in Europe and Australia to have three shots, in Israel, now it's three shots here. Same thing in the UK. Then it's, now it's mandatory for five-year-olds and up. This is a program they're rolling out. And so let me tell you the big news, all right? I have video from the national and state governments of Australia, the regional governments, saying the military is coming to your house to take you away to a camp if you don't take a shot. Full-on, super hardcore martial law, science fiction nightmare movie now happening, and it's all coming here. That's the next segment. So I have, in the German news, they even admit it. They even fine print it. In the UK news, and it's coming out of Canada and the U.S., that you are twice as likely. That's why I've been saying this for months, because it's in the data. But now it's confirmed in mass national data in Germany, in France, in the U.K. Got the numbers. I'll show them to you next segment. That it is doubling. If you take these shots, you are twice as likely to die within just a few months. I mean, you cannot hide the magnitude of this. It is killing people. All right. Let me just say this now. I want to thank the listeners for your support and your prayers and keeping us in the fight, but I want to tell you, we're in the thick of the war now, so your word of mouth and sharing the articles and videos has got to be intensified. InfoWars is one of the last frontline operations standing, and we're one of the most effective, and so for your future, for my future, I'm asking you to fight harder. And we need financial support, ladies and gentlemen. We're under major globalist enemy attack, and we've got a lot of big projects launching and other collaborative projects and a bunch of stuff that is right below the surface that's going to be launching. Years in the making. And it takes capital to do this. You see the national media attacking us and the international media making jokes. Oh, look, Jones has been ordered and found guilty to pay people a bunch of money, so he wants money to pay people. No, that's not what this is. That's money to continue to fight these individuals. I haven't been given a trial. It's all a fraud. It's how desperate the system is. They're coming after me because they're coming after you, just like Trump says. And so we've gotten almost to 10% of our goal at SaveInfoWars.com. One word, SaveInfoWars.com. And $2 million sounds like a big number. I have six kangaroo trials to deal with in the next year, starting in March. Yeah, they've sued me a bunch of multiple times in Sandy Hook and in Virginia for exposing the fact that Soros funded that, just like they fund all this crap. It's Soros and Georgetown suing me there. I've got to go through those fights. I've got to press those attacks. It's key to the strategy of the truth. They don't want us to have a real jury trial. That's why they've done this. But I'm still going into these kangaroo courts to win. It takes a lot of money to fight this, so please go to SaveInfoWars.com. SaveInfoWars.com and make a $5, $10, $100 donation now to help us in this legal battle. We'll be right back with David. We have launched the most important sale of the year because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Said a joker to the thief.
Well, if you're a TV viewer, you're seeing a beautiful sight. That's Rome, Italy, where hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people took the streets. Millions nationwide. Millions in Europe. Millions in the UK. Millions, hundreds of thousands in the United States. Millions in Australia. And how are the prime ministers and premiers in Australia and other areas responding? They are saying to everyone, oh, the army's going to come take you away now if you don't take your shot. You're not allowed to leave your house if you haven't had the vaccine. In fact, let's go ahead and play clip number two. Here's one of the Australian premiers, Michael Gunner. Here it is.
urgent action to escalate our response in these communities, immediately implementing a hard lockdown. That means residents of Minjari and Rockhole no longer have the 5 reasons to leave their home. They can only leave for medical treatment in an emergency or if required by law. It's highly likely that more residents will be transferred to Howard Springs today, either as positive cases or close contacts. We've already identified 38 close contacts in Minjari, and that number will go up. Those 38 are being transferred now. I contacted the Prime Minister last night. We are grateful for the support of about 20 ADF personnel as well as army trucks to assist with the transfer of positive cases and close contacts and to support the communities.
All of this is preparing you for the big event, real worldwide permanent martial law. And there's only really been 2 people in the last 25 years that have been hammering this daily. They would use a virus to bring in world government enforced inoculations and then a global ID, including an implantable chip. It's David Icke and Alex Jones. That's because we've done our research. It's not about tooting our horn. It's not about celebrating. Oh, look, we were right. In fact, we're very, very sad about this. I know David's very upset. Normally a very calm person. He's been extremely fired up, more than even usual. We're very honored to have him with his own very successful channels over at band.video. Because he, like us, has become deplatformed out there. And he also spoke. We'll play a clip of the next segment to a crowd of hundreds of thousands in London as well just a few days ago. But this is an incredible time to be alive. David Icke, thank you so much for joining us. What would you call this moment right now in history as they come for our children? Now they want our newborn children, Fauci says, with these deadly shots. And your prime minister says, won't be able to leave your house if you don't take the 3rd jab. And Fauci now says it'll actually be a jab every few months. David Icke.
Well, this is where it's all been leading to, of course. And anyone with half a brain cell on active duty would note the hysteria and extreme nature of what's going on when you compare it against, even if you believe in the virus, and I obviously don't, that has a negligible impact. Indeed, you look at the cases. Oh, the cases are going up. All right, yeah. How do you know they're cases? Well, we tested them with a test not testing for the virus. Exactly. The whole thing's a scam. And so you've only got to look at their narrative of and their official figures of the infection to fatality rate, which they claim, to see that what's going on now is absolutely nothing to do with the virus and everything to do with what we've been talking about for so long, which is depopulation. And those that survive being transformed genetically from the biological human that we know to a much more synthetic biological human with a mind called artificial intelligence. That's what we're looking at. And, you know, they are trying desperately to get this through as fast as possible. Someone asked me in an interview yesterday, why have things speeded up so much? Well, it's because you can for a long time, and they did, manipulate below the radar in ways that dedicated researchers can uncover and point out, but the general population going about their daily lives will not see. They will perceive changes in society as, quote, progress or new technological gadgets and whatever being introduced. But actually, what they've been doing is manipulating towards this moment, obviously. But there came a point, there was always going to come a point, where if you're going to change society in the image that you are heading towards, there comes a point where you have to break the surface and that society has to start emerging in public sight. And that's what happened with the turn of the COVID era. And so they have this window of time between breaking the surface and putting themselves on public display to anyone who's half awake, to this point where they want to connect artificial intelligence to the human brain, the human mind, at which point artificial intelligence will be doing the thinking and they won't have any human perception to worry about trying to work it out. I mean, they won't be able to work it out because the artificial intelligence will be thinking for them. So they've got this window of time. And the longer that is, the more people are going to suss it. So the more people, the more resistance, the more pushback they're going to have to deal with. And so they're really going for broke now. It's like, well, look, anyone, you know, with eyes to see can see what we're doing. So let's just get on with it and get it finished as fast as we can.
And let me just explain this to new listeners. You were on my show 25 years ago. I've been able to interview you for at least 25 years. You've been around totally awake for 32 or so. I've been awake for about 28 or on air. So you came right before I did. But you've been saying from the beginning, the plan is to make a synthetic, to put chips in us. And now the USDA, 2 weeks after the Davos group announced it a month ago, said, oh, we're now going to just put nanotech in your food to protect you, and it's going to migrate to your brain, and we're going to be able to scan you and read you. So they're just skipping it all now. If we think forced inoculation is bad, that's almost a diversion. They're now announcing bombing the food with nanoparticles. I mean, this is a war.
Well, yeah, and, the microchips, the rice-sized microchips that were in the game for a long time, and thousands of people in Sweden have had them. They were, in many ways, a diversion from what the real connection to AI and the cloud, the 5G, 6G, 7G cloud, is supposed to be, and that's nanotechnology. So they are hitting us from every angle. The jabs are on public display if people only want to look what's in them. Part of that concoction is to put stuff in the body, nanotechnology, that will connect us to this 5G cloud that people like Musk are increasingly projecting from low orbit satellites. But you're right. I mean, it's in everything. Because the idea is to transform human genetics into a much more synthetic state. Hence, synthetic biology is just an exploding discipline of mainstream science. Hence, there is synthetic mRNA in these fake vaccines. And they are really going for broke as fast as they possibly can. Because they have to get this locked down, appropriately use of the word, before enough people have woken up to it. So this is why it's happening so fast.
But, David Icke, stay there. We've got to go to break. Stay right there, DavidIcke.com. But obviously you know this, but it's now breaking and confirmed. You were saying this 20-plus months ago when this all began. I have the German numbers from the government, the UK numbers, the Australian numbers, the U.S. numbers, the Canadian and others. I've got a whole bunch of numbers right here. It's the same number everywhere. If you take the COVID shots, Moderna or Pfizer or J&J or AstraZeneca, it's all the same numbers, you're double your chances of dying. People that take it are doubly likely to just suddenly die, sudden death. So now what we anecdotally see everywhere with famous people and sports folks is documented, and they're just moving forward with it. So what is that about straight ahead? It's just they're not even trying to hide it now. They're just putting the fine print there that, by the way, this is going to kill you, but you've got to do it. David Icke's our guest. Please stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Speech in London to a huge crowd. We'll talk about the global resistance. I originally been wanting him on for a few weeks because he's really been knocking it out of the park on the metaverse and what Zuckerberg's announced. We'll do that at the bottom of the next hour with David Icke because I've got a list of questions here. Even wrote them. I really do that. So that's coming up in a little more than 45 minutes from now. So, David, I want you to continue getting into their larger operation, what they're doing. How it's unfolding. I mean, we predicted it all because we know their battle plan. It's an Operation Lockstep. But I wanted to first go over some of these new developments here and just get your take on those. Here's Reuters. Even Reuters says, wait, what? FDA wants 55 years to process Freedom of Information Act request over vaccine data. Well, we know why they're doing it. This is the numbers out of the UK from the UK government. You have right at a doubling chance to just suddenly die. And that's just early numbers. It's going to get worse, obviously, if you've taken the so-called COVID vaccines. This is in Mainline News. Unbelievable information. Vaccinated English adults under 60 are dying at twice the rate of unvaccinated people the same age. Here's Dr. Malone, the inventor of mRNA technology, saying the same numbers out of Germany, twice as likely to die if you've had the shot. And there's even TV programs, and here's the German report right here. The higher the vaccination rate, the higher the excess mortality. So now you know why they want to block it for 55 years. Then a whole list of countries are, quote, making it compulsory even for newborns. Fauci says babies are next in 2 months. So there we are. Then we have this break. And by the way, I really admire Glenn Beck now, because he used to really think I was crazy like Tucker Carlson did. And then as things unfolded and I was proven right, Tucker Carlson said, okay, Alex is basically a trailblazer, and apologized, and is now woken up. And even that's happening with Beck now. Hell, I was up at his place a month ago. He gave me one of his paintings. And now he put out a video that will air next hour. It's only a few minutes long, where he connects the dots to Moderna creating the virus, having it shipped to the Wuhan lab with Fauci. And the point is, that's in the documents, but there's Beck doing it with his $200 million platform behind it. So he's got a lot of courage, and we've got to recognize that. So here's the latest article. It's on Infowars.com from Sputnik. New unsealed docs show U.S. firm sent virus similar to COVID-19 to Wuhan lab. Now, whatever you really think about all this or what's going on with it, this is the pretext for the shot they're now giving us that does give you, according to medical doctors I've had on and top scientists, tenfold worse effect than the actual virus, as David Icke predicted. It's going to be the shot that gets you, and they're doing it. So there's some of the background on that. Another country has joined a list of more than 20 now. Greenland bans unvaccinated from public places after first COVID death. Oh, my gosh, they're going to keep you safe. So, David Icke, please continue where we left off, and in light of this new information, give us your take on it.
Well, why are they targeting the non-fake vaccinated? Well, for a number of reasons. One of them, of course, is they want to intimidate and pressure them to have the fake vaccine, so they take the same consequences as everyone else. But there's something else, you know. This decision to have the jab or not to have the jab is massively symbolic, beyond symbolic, of where you are perceptually. See, the difference between those that just do what they're told without thinking and those who are awakening is the point where the conclusion is made. If you follow this through, the asleep make their conclusion at the start of the process. So Fauci says something, or some other moron says something, some other psychopath who's in officialdom, and they tell them this and they tell them that, oh, get your booster and all this stuff, and they just do it. They just follow. Their conclusion does not come as a result of a series of thought processes. It comes as a package delivered to them. They are given the conclusion at the start of the process. The awakening, they look at different sources of information. They look at what the authorities say, and then they look into whether it stands up or not. And on the basis of that process, they will then, at the end of it, conclude what they think is going on. So you've got these two groups of people, very massively different now. I mean, it's almost like a different race, where they just, on one side, take whatever they're told without question, like a nodding dog that we used to have in the back of cars at one time. And the others are questioning everything and coming to their own conclusions. And the symbol that tells you which is which is massively whether they've had the fake jab or not. Because the non-fake jabbers are those that, A, are doing their own thinking, and B, when they see what's going on, they stand against what they see. And so you have this situation now, which appears to be like crazy on the face of it, where you're saying if you're in the American military, then you're out, no matter what your service record, no matter what, you're out if you don't get jabbed. If you're in the medical profession, if you're in the care profession, if you're in any profession, eventually, who've not been fake jabbed and refuses to have it, then you're out. And what they're doing, because they don't bloody care about the impact on the health care service of getting rid of all these nurses and medical professionals. They don't care about the effect on the military of getting rid of all these troops that won't have the fake jab. They could care less. You know, well, it will be chaos. Well, they want chaos. It will be, you know, catastrophe for so many people. It will kill loads of people. They want that. What they're doing is purging society, every institution, like where they go for the federal employees, every institution is being purged of the non-vaxxed. But it's not really that so much as the those who think for themselves and stand up against what they can see is tyranny. That's why it's going on, and that's what they're purging. And, you know, we have to realize, I mean, there was a song you played there, Alex, talking about the gates of hell. We are standing at the gates of hell. We are. We are looking at a situation where a cabal is seeking to mass murder billions of people. No, that's not an exaggeration. To mass murder billions of people of all ages. Right down to the babies, because that's where they're going. Of course they're going there. That's been the plan all along. And what you're looking at is the end of humanity as we know it, unless we refuse to walk through those gates of hell. Because these kids and young people now, if indeed they make it there, they get to child-producing age, they're going to find they can't. What we're seeing is the deletion of the human race as we know it, and those that survive being deleted not by being directly killed, but by their genetics being transformed into a synthetic state that's not human anymore. So this is what we're looking at. And, you know, as I said in that speech, it was in Birmingham on Saturday, there is nothing... nothing in the world, nothing in your life that is more important than ceasing to cooperate with this. Because if we just go on saying, oh, well, I'll just see what happens tomorrow. Well, tomorrow will come and it'll be further along the road. We as a human race, those who can see, the only people that are going to make a difference here, we need to start now. Putting this as an absolute priority in our lives, because everything comes from it. Whether we eat comes from it. Whether our kids survive come from it. Everything comes from it. And so this has to be at the forefront of our lives above everything else.
David, and you're totally right. This is the big move. This is the enemy's operation. And I think you're going to agree when we come back. They've launched it, but it's not going well for them. But it's still going to be very, very rough. And those of us at the tip of the spear are going to be targeted, but that's okay, because we're...
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
We have launched the most important sale of the year.